We're glad you're with us. The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And we are glad that you are with us. That is a fact. I'm Kevin McCarthy.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
Check out our YouTube site, youtube.com/Kevin and Sue Travel. 300 and close to 90,000, 388 something right now and climbing. So, and we've got some new ones coming up. So when you're there, subscribe. And that way, when we get the new ones up, you get a little email. It doesn't cost you anything. Speaking of emails, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. Email us a travel tip. Tell us where you've been. You might be our next guest. Just like our next guest, Mr. Murray, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be back on the show, guys. You guys left me in, where was it? Machu Picchu, I think, is where we left off.
We did. It was, yeah. Well, you just had so much that happened on that trip down there. You know, we didn't even get to half of the stuff. So, of course, we invited you back on and tell our listeners all the good stuff about the area, Machu Picchu, the Inca Trail, Cusco, Lima. Just
and the list
goes
on. First of all, Murray, I'd like to know how far is it from Pueblo, Colorado, to down there?
Well, I took the flight from Denver to Houston, then a direct flight Houston down to Lima, and then from Lima to Cusco. I did want to mention in Lima. I want to mention one thing you have to see if you go to Lima. Down on the beach, there's a huge statue. The former mayor of Lima, Peru, went somewhere over in Europe and saw a small statue and decided they need it. So on the beach, it's called Lover's Beach. That's where you guys need to go. And on Lover's Beach, here's this big, huge, monstrous statue of two couples necking on the beach. Now,
necking naked.
Yeah, well, no, they had clothes on, but it's probably the, you know, here we are in one of the most beautiful countries in the world, and we have two couples necking on the beach in Lima, Peru. It was just something you have to see. It just sticks out like a sore thumb. So,
yeah, Sue came home with a statue picture that I don't know if you're familiar with Lithuania. Their national hero.
No.
Frank Zappa.
One. Oh, no.
Frank Zappa, Lithuania. Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere you go, there's Frank Zappa statues. I just thought I'd toss that in.
But I want to know more about the area, the Cusco area. And most people don't realize that Cusco is actually at a higher altitude, isn't it, than Machu Picchu?
It is, which is why many people, we fly into Cusco, which is about an hour's flight from Lima. And you get there, and you become acclimated, and you can make many tours around the area. There are Inca ruins everywhere. I mean, I think everybody has an Inca ruin in their backyard, and they open it to the public. But many of them are big and beautiful, and you want to go see those, and you want to have a tour guide. It's real important that you either go on a big tour bus or a private. Now, we hired a private driver because we had a lot of territory to cover. And actually, it was cheaper in the long run, just because we saw what we wanted to see. We could go when we wanted to go, and it's
stay
just a
as
lot
long
faster.
As you like. Yeah, right.
Exactly. And we even went to a reserve where they kept condors that they have, that people have condors that they turn in that are injured that they've hit with a car. That's their national bird, the condor, which is a buzzard, and right. That's something to see. And so
burn.
You can go all over the area and take these tours. Now, we found a private tour guy that we came across. His name was Angel Sanchez. And he was from the whole area. He was relatives everywhere. Because everywhere we went, we ran into some of his relatives. And so we took the tours with him. He was a good driver, a good guide, gave us insights, took us places where the normal tour guys didn't take people. We saw
How'd
that.
You find him?
We had a friend who recommended him.
Okay.
And you guys have my email. If anybody wants his name, I think I sent it to you, his email address. He's
okay.
A hardworking guy.
Let me ask you one question, though, Murray.
Yep.
On here, it says Salazar. You said
right,
Sanchez.
Right. Sorry, it's Salazar. It's a
okay, great. I wanted to get that right in case we got a call.
There you go. And you have it, and he's got, as a matter of fact, he has a son who is a doctor, graduated from Lima Medical School, and he works at Rochester at the Mayo Clinic. So he has family over here, and he wants to eventually move to America. So it was really interesting to hear a different side and a local story, very successful
sure.
story.
Well, listeners out there, if you want a guide, be sure to let us know at kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com, and we'll shoot that out to you.
And then we took the tours around the area. We acclimated in Cusco. As you go around Cusco, you can see there's something for you, Kevin. There's the highest Irish pub in the world in Cusco.
Let's go. I'm in. Murray and McCarthy, that you can't go wrong.
Well, that's why I thought about you when I was in there having a beer. I thought, well, Kevin and Sue would love this place. It's a little hole in the wall. You climb the stairs up, and you get there, and it's a grungy little Irish pub with good food.
Yeah, we found one of those in Bergamo, Italy, up on top of the mountain at the old city, and it was pretty cool. Yeah.
If you look for those places, you will find them. We toured. We saw a lot of the cathedrals and basilicas in Cusco, a lot of the museums. We did that. Became acclimated. Then we hopped the train that we talked about on our last time together. We took the train. There are three trains you can take, the cheap train, the middle-class train, and then the ultra, boy, we got more money than we know what to do with train.
The Hiram.
The Hiram Bingham train. And as a matter of fact, on the way back, you get entertained on the two trains. They have a fashion show. The railroad there, the Peruvian Rail, they do a fashion show for you. And,
really?
Yeah, you can buy clothes and everything else. It's quite the trip. So you arrive in the town. Now, this is below Machu Picchu. It's called, I'm going to try and go, Agustus Calientes. I believe that's how it's pronounced, but don't quote me on that.
Close enough for me.
Yeah. It is a small town at the foot of the Machu Picchu area, and it's a beautiful town, very small, very compact, but they have more hotels, hostels, and fantastic restaurants. And you can save a lot of money by staying there. You're just probably about a 25-minute ride up to Machu Picchu. And you stay there, it has shops, it has bakeries, it has just everything you want. The train station is there, the bus depot is there, all the amenities. Make sure you've got to have a hat. You want to buy your hat there, you want to buy your walking stick there, you want to buy your, just everything you need, suntan, lotion. You buy that in a gallon there.
Yeah, I was going to say, at that elevation, you probably are subjected to quite a bit of UV rays there, aren't you?
Exactly, and you have to be very careful because usually it's cooler there, and you can parboil in just a matter of minutes. So you lather that on, you get all your stuff that you need, and it's at a reasonable price. Then what you do, you pay for a bus ride. Again, you have to plan all of this in advance because in many cases they're sold out. And they have going up this mountainside, they have these...
Murray, can we hold on to that thought, and sure. We'll come back and we'll finish it up in the next segment.
You're listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, and we're talking about Cusco. I'm hungry already.
Cusco.
Yeah, all right, thanks. I'm going to re-evaluate my brain and come back. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
Our email is kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show, coming to you live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.